Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
For Braves fans today, because we are losing one of the best managers this organization has ever had. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We wanted to get more on this, and there's no one better to talk to than our buddy Brandon Gauden, the voice of our Braves on FanDuel. And Brandon, it's good to have you on. Look, we're happy for Snit because this is something, obviously, he wants to do, stepping away after 49 seasons, not as manager of the Braves, but just, you know, talking about being with this organization and in baseball. And Brandon, I just want to start with the person that Snit is. Before we get into the baseball stuff and the memories, you're around him a lot. Talk about the guy he is and the person and why players love him the way they do.
Yeah, I mean, mixed emotions for sure on this day, because when you step into a role, whether you're a player, whether you're working in the clubhouse, whether you're doing what I'm fortunate to do every day and calling the play-by-play, when you're around this group of people all the time, you hope that the person at the top is A, able to win, obviously, but B, you also hope that they're a stand-up good individual. And Brian Snitker was both to the nth degree. And I think that's why when I watched the press conference earlier today and he got choked up, I got choked up. And I've only known him for 3 years, but he is as good of a person as you can come across in this business. And his wife, who has stayed kind of in the private eye, you know, you see her at games and so forth, but she's salt of the earth too. And they're just such good people. And so I'm happy for him that he gets to kind of enter into this next phase. And I know a lot of people felt like it was time. There was certainly part of me that was hoping he would get that one final year with everybody back and healthy and a chance to run at another World Series title. But I understand they're at a stage of life where they want to see their grandkids more. They want to have more time with family, and I certainly respect that. But as far as the person that Brian Snitker is, I'm just saying what you see on camera, what you see in interviews, that guy that you saw today getting teary-eyed while talking about this organization and his wife and his family, that's who he is. He's just a classy, classy individual. And the Braves are incredibly lucky to not only have called him a manager, but also obviously all the roles that he's played in this organization throughout 49 years, for them to get him for 49, and it's going to be more in this advisor role, but for him to be a lifelong Brave, that's a very special thing for both parties.
I know, Brandon, you've been a lifelong Braves fan. We were talking about it before you got to call the games. The 21 postseason was, I mean, for lack of a better word, sublime. I can't imagine a manager hitting all the right buttons better than Snitker did that year.
Yeah, and look, you're right. I was tracking that as a fan, as close as everybody else was. It's just so interesting in sports. I was thinking about this today after watching his announcement. You go back to the 21 season, and the Braves could have very easily not even made the playoffs that year. And they go on and win it. And then you look at 2024, and the Braves are the best team in baseball. Historic offense, numbers across the board, off the charts. But they get in the postseason, and they can't win it. And I think most people would tell you that, hey, at the end of the day, World Series titles, or if you're in the NFL, hoisting that Lombardi trophy, NBA winning it all, that's ultimately what the fans want, right? And I get that. But it also is interesting how we place so much emphasis on just that postseason success and not the body of work. And I say that because, and I know you guys aren't disagreeing with this, but 9 full seasons, 6 division titles, 7 playoff trips, the World Series. I think Brian Snitker would tell you, that's the Braves standard to do those things, but it's not easy. And he did it with a lot of different players and some turmoil and a lot of injuries throughout those years. And so I think, yes, some people may have said, oh, man, we should have won that World Series in 24, et cetera, et cetera. But let me tell you, there's a lot of other fan bases that would look at Brian Snicker's body of work and say, we would take that 7 days a week and twice on Sunday.
I agree with you. Brandon Gaudinar, our guest, guys, voice of our Atlanta Braves on FanDuel. And Brandon, the other part about this is the stuff we don't see. Like, we see his demeanor and how he handles guys, you know, on the field. But I've talked to enough guys behind the scenes that say, man, you know, he takes time out. He cares. And I think that goes a long way. You can have talented players, but they have to want to play for you, right? They have to want to go out and give you their best. And I think that's another thing that maybe kind of is unspoken about Snit as his you know, how he creates these relationships, and then guys feel like he cares about them. It's beyond just an at-bat, right?
It is, and I think there's no better maybe example of the impact that Brian Snicker has had on those players than what Chris Sale said after the final day of the season when he was asked about Brian Snicker's future. And I think it was Mark Bowman who said, you hope to have Snit back. And you just kind of said, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want him back. Not only because he's a great manager, but he's got that clubhouse. He's our leader. Everybody in there loves him. And Chris Sale's a guy, obviously, who has had just unparalleled success as far as, yeah, he's had some injuries, and I get that. But what he has been able to do and sustain at a high level, you just don't see many pitchers in today's game that can do that for as long as he's done it and win the Cy Young last year. But he's also, Chris Sale, a leader in that clubhouse. So for him to come out so matter-of-factly, and it was just honest and brutal and just like, yes, of course I want Brian Snicker back if he wants to be here. To me, that said it all. That just kind of, he spoke for the clubhouse in that moment. Those guys understand where Snit is and are happy for him, but they were also hoping to have him back for another year. And I'll give you one little anecdote. You know, my first game in this role 3 years ago was in Washington. The Braves won 7-2 over the Nationals. And I had just briefly met Snit at spring training, getting to know each other, starting to build a relationship. He called me down to the clubhouse after that game and presented me with a lineup card.
Wow.
And it may not seem like much, but those are the moments that nobody sees. Mm. And those are the moments that he kind of was able to create for different people in the organization. And he didn't want any spotlight on it just because he cares about people and he's a people person. And that's a moment that to me is also a shining example of who Brian Snicker really is.
Old school guy, quality guy, a lifer with the organization. We're talking with Brandon Gaudin, guys, from FanDuel Sports. B, you got any insight or any feeling, your gut, about where they're going to go to replace the man? Because, you know, Walt Weiss has been the bench coach traditionally. The bench coach, if you're next to the man, you become the man. You think they go outside the family? You got any feel for this?
Yeah, I think certainly Walt is going to be in the discussion, and I love Walt. He's tremendous. I think it's going to be a question of, do they want to go outside for a quote-unquote fresh start? That's probably the discussion they're having right now. If they do go outside, you know, the names that we are all kind of hearing are David Ross, obviously history with the Braves here for 4 years, let go by the Cubs, but someone that is well-respected, that is seen that can be a successful manager at the big league level. We're hearing the name Skip Schumacher. I would be surprised if he's not the next manager of the Texas Rangers with Bruce Bochy no longer in that role. And Skip Schumacher, for those who don't know, he was an advisor for the Rangers. But I'm sure a phone call will be placed in these situations. That's usually how it happens. They'll at least test the waters on both sides. You know, maybe a name that people haven't thought of, and I don't know where he stands in the Cleveland market. I know that they probably like him right now, but Stephen Vogt. Huh. Stephen Vogt is right now in the playoffs with Cleveland, so you can't make that phone call, but he has only been there 2 years. He turns 41 next month, so he's young, he's energetic, he has an incredible reputation. And look, that may not even happen as far as a phone call might not even take place, but it's an interesting name, and he does have a connection to Atlanta from a brief time here. So that's kind of an off-the-radar name I thought of. I don't know if that'll come up in discussion. I don't have any insider information on that. But David Ross, certainly Walt, Skip Schumacher, those are all names I think that you're going to hear quite frequently here in the next couple of days or however long it takes until they nail down this process.
Vogt was very well liked when he was here. I like that. I really do. And again, don't know if that's something they'll investigate or look at. Brandon, what about this team? While we're talking about Snit stepping away, I said to Mike, whoever it is, whomever they get to bring in and take on this job, they're inheriting a really good team, right? I mean, it's not like this is a rebuild. So when you look at the team and the ups and downs from this season, you go, all right, if everything is turned around like we think it will be next season, and, you know, health plays a role in that, this team could be right back in the hunt, regardless of who they ultimately put at the, you know, at the helm of being the manager.
And that's why this opening is so unique. Well, you guys see it like I do. We're biased. So it's a big fan base. It's a successful organization, but it's also right now an incredible roster when healthy. So, you know, if you go and you manage the Texas Rangers, even though they just won a World Series, their roster, and I don't mean any disrespect to them, but their roster is not in near as good a shape as the Atlanta Braves. Some of these other jobs that are opening across baseball, they're not necessarily all rebuilds, but if you look at them piece by piece, there's no question that the Braves' job is the most appetizing opening for number of reasons. So that's what makes it interesting, because everybody is going to at least take a phone call if Alex Anthopoulos or Terry McGuirk picks up that phone, because it is the Braves and they know how good that roster is. Now, we'll see how next year plays out, but I would be shocked if we are not going into spring training and looking at the Vegas odds with the Braves being top three or four as far as projected to potentially win the World Series, because that is how good this roster is when it is healthy. And I think with some of the progress we saw from some of the younger guys this year that surprised us a little bit, guys like Hurston Waldrop, I think that it makes the roster maybe even better going into next season than we originally thought. And I still think the Braves will make a move or two. I think they'll get a reliever. I think they'll get a starter for depth. I think in the field, if you get Ha-Seong Kim back, your lineup is pretty stable. But I think they're going to add a couple of pieces, because I know fans were frustrated they didn't do that last offseason. And with all of that in place, there's no question this is a World Series contender.
Right. I know, Brandon, we've talked about this before, but I hope the team invests in that starting pitching, because, you know, you're so excited about Waldrop and getting Sale back, because, again, that was an anomaly. That was a crazy injury. That's not something about, you know, an arm issue. What are your feelings about Spencer Strider? I mean, do you feel he's going to get back on track, or is this as good as it gets, or is it still a work in progress?
No, I think it'll get better. The question will be, how much improvement does the fastball have? So is it always going to be 95, 96 for the rest of his career? What's different about the procedure that he had, and you guys have talked about this, so Tommy John and the internal brace procedure that Strider had, they're different. Internal brace procedure, you come back quicker, but there is less evidence and there's less examples of people having that, so you don't exactly know long-term how much fastball life he is going to get back. But I will say I was really encouraged in how he was mixing in the curveball and the slider there toward the end of the season. So I think definitely worst case scenario, he can be one of your five starters. Even if he's not one of your top two or even three, he can be a very, very serviceable fourth or fifth starter with a 95, 96 mile per hour fastball and a curveball and a slider that is mixed in very well. And I think, I do think the fastball will start to come back. So I think you'll see a little more velocity next year. Give him an offseason in the lab to kind of rework his pitches. And my guess is that he'll be, I'm not going to say what he was in 23, but you give that guy time. He's as competitive as anybody. And I still think there is a very, very good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Career ahead for number 99.
Brandon, job well done this year. No, it's not easy when the season is sometimes a struggle, and for what you do and what everybody did in the booth, knowing all those folks over there, it's tough, and you guys did a terrific job getting us through it. And thanks for coming on today, man, on a day where a lot of Braves fans are like, huh, where are we going? But Snit was incredible. Thank you again.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.